You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Agile Brand.
Welcome to the Innovation Economy Podcast, where we look at the factors that drive business growth, including how people, processes, platforms, and places work together to create the future of work. I'm your co-host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 brands as principal and chief strategist at GK5A, and best-selling author and speaker, and host of the award-winning podcast, The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom. This episode is part of our Inspiration Plus Location series, where we look at what it's like to build businesses, work, and live in an innovative place, and the role of location in a hyper-connected, hybrid work world. The Innovation Economy Inspiration Plus Location podcast series is brought to you by Arlington Economic Development, representing Arlington, Virginia, which is one of the most dynamic economic hubs in America, with resources for businesses from the Fortune 500 to startups and everything in between. You can learn more about them at www.arlingtoneconomicdevelopment.com. To listen to the latest episodes or sign up for the Innovation Economy newsletter, go to innovationeconomy.show or click follow on your favorite podcast app to make sure you hear the latest episodes. And now on to the show. Today, we're going to talk about some of the unique challenges and opportunities in branding and marketing a location, and in particular, the considerations and implications in reaching a business-to-business audience. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Kelly Reinfuss, Communications Director at Arlington Economic Development in Arlington, Virginia. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Greg. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. So why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself as well as your role at Arlington Economic Development?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, first of all, my degree is in graphic design from the University of Michigan, so I have to give a big Go Blue plug there. And yeah, following college, I started my career in advertising. I worked on accounts for Volkswagen and Audi in the Detroit area. When I came to DC then, I was a senior graphic designer with NASA headquarters and then later became their project manager. From there, I was an art director with a company, and now that brought me to the communications director of AED, Arlington Economic Development. And actually, AED was my client prior to coming here. So
nice.
While my career has evolved a lot, I think, you know, it's always been in the field of marketing and communications. So my role here at AED is really the marketing firm, the department, and all forms of outreach. We have a small but agile team that does everything from advertising, web, social media, digital strategies, public relations, events, trade shows, you name it. We cover it all.
Nice. That's great. Well, yeah. So let's dive in here and, you know, start by talking about some of the unique challenges and opportunities in branding and marketing a place like Arlington, and in particular, the business components, since you represent the economic development group. So, you know, what would you say are some of the most significant challenges or obstacles that your office faces when it comes to communicating the value proposition of Arlington to potential businesses and your other audiences?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest challenge we face is an awareness of Arlington. First of all, people tend to go to Arlington, Texas, first thought. and then if they actually know our geography, they assume we're just a cemetery here. So it's really promoting what Arlington has to offer. You know, we have always been in the shadow of DC in terms of people coming to DC and then they learn about Arlington. They usually pick that as a region, and they don't, a lot of businesses don't really understand the proximity to DC. In many cases here in Arlington, we are closer than the downtown mall and monuments than some other DC locations. Some businesses want the prestige of DC in their address. So it's really selling them on Arlington as a particular place. One aspect that really helped put Arlington on the map, obviously, is HQ2's headquarters here in Arlington. I think prior to that, top 20 people didn't know where Arlington was, or that this, which Arlington this was, and that's really helped us. But in terms of the value proposition in Arlington, it's really about our amenities. Our amenities are on par or better than many of the DC amenities, yet they're more affordable, we're more business friendly. And, you know, honestly, we are safer and more walkable and have a lot of green space. So that's really what makes us differentiate ourselves from not just DC, but the other region localities in the region.
Yeah. Yeah. And so on this show, we've had a few other guests from other areas of Arlington economic development. So talked with the BizLaunch, the Small Business Group, and several others, the Convention and Visitor Services, and a few others. How does your team in the communications aspect work to represent all of those different pieces, you know, plus the ones I mentioned, plus many others, to position them all as economic drivers?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I will say AED is different from a lot of different economic development organizations. A lot of other partnerships or authorities, they focus strictly on business attraction and retention. Not a lot of them even have small business divisions as we do through BizLaunch. And what really makes us unique is that we support small businesses in the community, not just through retention and attraction, but to help them thrive. Another aspect that is a little bit different is our tourism division, or the Convention and Visitor Bureau, is not usually found in an economic development organization. They're usually standalone organizations within a CVB, or Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then, as you mentioned, cultural affairs is really what helps us with our placemaking. Cultural affairs can be standalone, but when it's part of economic development, it really adds to our vibrancy. So one of the things in terms of marketing and representing all of our various divisions has really helped us with recently going through a strategic plan exercise. So we're really focusing on how all of our divisions fulfill our mission. And as I mentioned, it really comes back to placemaking as being an economic driver. All of that value and the amenities that we have makes Arlington attractive to businesses to locate or expand here.
Yeah. And so, you know, Arlington, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of, or some of what you also need to do in addition to branding and getting the word out about all those different aspects of Arlington economic development, it's also, you know, differentiating and showing the value of Arlington in the context of, you know, you mentioned, you know, Washington, D.C. You can literally see it across the river there. It's, you know, right there. But, you know, Arlington County itself has its own branding and communications initiatives as well. And, you know, how do you work maybe both with and complementary to the broader county branding and communications? And, you know, how does the economic development group work? And, you know, where do things maybe diverge?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot of coordination that AED does with the rest of the county and a lot of the different departments, specifically in terms of community outreach and engagement. While businesses are our target primary audience, the residents are also very important to us in terms of, you know, they can influence the board in decision making, and they can help and support development, or they can have concerns about it with, you know, certain impacts. And that's one thing we certainly learned with HQ too. We really needed to go out and educate the residents, and the county's communications and community engagement really helped us do that through town hall meetings, talking about, you know, how that's going to impact our traffic, our schools, our entire infrastructure of the county. So it's really an important part for us to work together with the county at that level. And I think where we diverge is really that AED is more about, I'll call it, marketing than communications. We are selling a product. Our product is Arlington as a place to locate your business. And I look at the county as they're promoting their services, how they help the residents and the businesses too within that. But that's how I look at it, as very different. Our marketing efforts I'll call it a bit more traditional in terms of doing PR and advertising, as I mentioned, where the county is promoting their services and how they can assist the residents.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I hope you're enjoying the first part of the show, and I want to invite you to check out another podcast from the Agile brand. It's called B2B Agility, and it's hosted by me, Greg Kilstrom. The B2B Agility podcast looks at the factors that drive success in B2B marketing, with a focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make B2B brands stand out and thrive in a competitive marketplace. You can find B2B Agility on this podcast platform or wherever you normally listen. Before we get back to the show, I just wanted to remind you to hit the follow or subscribe button on your app to make sure you get notified when new episodes of the show are available. Now let's get back to the show. So switching gears a little bit, you recently launched a new website, so congrats on that. And you know, I thought it would be good to talk specifically about that in the context of what we've been, you know, speaking about as far as branding and positioning. So, you know, a website, as we all know, can be kind of the welcome mat of sorts to a place like Arlington. What were some of the goals that AED built into the redesign?
Well, actually, it's interesting, Greg, that you used the term welcome mat, because we feel that AED's website is honestly our most valuable marketing asset to reach the businesses, entrepreneurs, site selectors, partners, you know, everyone in the real estate and business community. And the website, to relaunch our new website, it coincided with our new branding and identity. We developed a new logo, new look and feel, new voice in all of our marketing materials. So then it was natural progression that now we need to incorporate that into our website. So in addition to just applying the look and feel and tone and voice, it gave us an opportunity to really look at our website. You know, we strive to have it be not only just a best in class in terms of economic development, but also something that's very visually appealing, some forward thinking to the website, some very advanced in technology. I think before what we had was kind of an information overload on our website, if I could call it that. Yeah. And we really put an effort forward to streamline it, make our information easy to find, again, very visual. It worked very closely with an economic development company who markets destinations and locations across the country to find out, you know, what best practices that they saw. But most importantly, we didn't want to be just another economic development website. So we also worked with a marketing company to really brand us unique from, say, a site selector looking at five or six different, you know, localities, seeing the same type of format over and over again. So we really wanted to distinguish ourselves from that.
Yeah. And so along those lines, what are those companies looking for? You know, obviously there's a lot of considerations when you're moving a business, having looked into that a few times myself, that there's a lot of things to go on. What impact and, you know, what are some of the ways that a website can, you know, influence some of those decisions?
Sure. Well, first of all, the website is the first place that anyone is looking to go. So a lot of times we're not even, you know, if we're contacted by a business or a site selector, they've already gone and vetted us through their website. So it really needs to make a great first impression. Some of the aspects that we looked at is, you know, just why locate here in Arlington? What do we have to offer? And we really want to give clean, precise information. You know, we talk about our workforce. We talk about the demographics here. We talk about incentives that we have. And also who's here? What major companies are here? What industries are here? And then also we get kind of specific in terms of our locality, in terms of the different neighborhoods or submarkets that we have, and why are those different and unique? And that's really helpful when a company is trying to decide to come here.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit now about innovation and economic development marketing. Certainly, you were looking at, as you mentioned, you worked with some companies to help in that regard as well, You know, there's certainly been a lot of changes as well over the past few years. So, you know, I would imagine the way that things were done 10 years ago, there's been quite a few changes. I mean, the pandemic certainly is one of those that changed the way that companies look at physical locations and probably just their planning in both the short as well as possibly the long term. So, you know, have changes like that and maybe even some other changes, how have they changed the way that you approach marketing and communications as the AED?
Yeah, I mean, obviously things have changed over the years, but then the pandemic was really a driver of that. When people realize that they can work from home and prefer to work from home, you know, how do we get them back into the office? Which is at the end of the day, that is our goal, is to get people into offices and have a vibrant commercial real estate tax base to help offset our residents. And when people, you know, can do that from their own home, what value do they have to come into the office? So one of the shifts we're seeing that we're really trying to market to is showing people the value of coming into the market. Why should they be there? The property owners and facility management companies have really, I'll say, stepped up their game in amenities. It's what the office has to entice, or the physical structure that people want to be there. Of course, there's the collaboration with your colleagues. I mean, that's invaluable. But also different amenities like childcare in the building or doggy daycares in the building. Everyone got a pup during the pandemic. Well, now what do they do with it? They can't leave it at home.
Right.
And also things, you know, like gym facilities are nothing new to the office market product. But now we're looking at things like wellness center and lactation rooms and meditation rooms and cafes and just some really great spaces to collaborate with your colleagues. So as we're marketing Arlington as a destination, all the amenities, we're also focusing on the value of being in an office space and collaborating with your workforce.
What about your role, you know, as far as communications roles, how has that evolved over the last few years? And, you know, what have you seen and what do you think that means for, you know, the future of economic development as well?
Yeah, so I will say I've been at this a number of years, so I've seen a lot of things change. But primarily what I'm seeing is that we're no longer really marketing to a business or at a business, telling them, hey, here's our amenities, here's why you should come here. It's very collaborative now. We are trying to engage with them through our various programs, things like our talent program, talent retention, where we're reskilling people to get them into an innovative workforce, and our relaunch program, working with small businesses, and our programming with the Innovation Fund, our Arlington Innovation Fund. These are things that help us reach the businesses, and it demonstrates to them what Arlington can do to help them succeed in their business. So we are being collaborative and engaging, as opposed to just touting our amenities and telling them why we think we're great. We're having them really live that with us in terms of experience what Arlington has to offer.
Yeah, I love that, because I mean, at the end of the day, it is, you know, it's a place to experience. That makes a lot of sense. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for joining the show. One last question before we wrap up here. Where do you see the greatest opportunity to innovate in terms of branding and marketing a location like Arlington, Virginia?
Not sure if it's just the greatest opportunity, because I really look at it, or meaning only one. There's no real silver bullet. I look at it as an entire holistic approach.
Yeah.
But one thing that I'll say, and I don't know that it's innovative, but I will say, in terms of marketing and moving forward and moving the needle, so to speak, is really being authentic to your audience. Our marketing that we do, you know, we place a lot of emphasis on diversity and inclusion. We use that as a lens in everything we do in marketing. You know, we are authentic. We are not boastful, but we are confident in, and Arlington is a great location. It makes my job easier to sell it, because I think it is such a great product. And, you know, I want to say to you, Craig, before we leave, is like, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about Arlington. You know, it's a product I believe in. It's my home. And it's been a great opportunity to tell others about Arlington and make them aware.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sitting in Arlington as well. So it's I'm a fan, too. So, no, thank you. Thank you so much. Again, I'd like to thank Kelly Reinfuss, Communications Director at Arlington Economic Development, for joining the show. You can learn more about Kelly and Arlington Economic Development in Arlington, Virginia, by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to the Innovation Economy Podcast, brought to you by Arlington Economic Development. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes at www.innovationeconomy.show or on your podcast platform of choice. The Innovation Economy is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, let's keep innovating.
The Agile Brand.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.